Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit Crop Metcalf. You can join their team today, cropmetcalf.com. Left off that last part. It's kind of important. All right, it's time now for the entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWofFairfax.com.
Will I be entertained by today's graduation speaker, who I don't know who it is, for my son's graduation? High school graduation speaker. I'm going to say no.
I don't want to sully this random person. I mean, like, you're putting me in a weird predicament here. I'm going to say you will be entertained.
If he's not sleeping.
I'm going to say that.
The only one I remember in the history of going to graduations was actually a DeMatha graduation. I don't know if it was Jason's graduation because I went to Stumper's the year before.
Yeah.
But James Brown was a commencement speaker, and he gave a banger.
I can't remember if my graduation speaker
was
James Brown or if it was Tom McMillan. I can't remember.
I don't know. I went to three in the span of 4 years because my brother also graduated from DeMatha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You probably went to your brother's graduation at DeMatha. You don't think you did?
Probably, but I mean,
you were in college at that point. Maybe you didn't.
Did I go to my brother's grad? I probably did go, but I've forgotten those. Yeah. I mean, it's no way I'm going to remember them. I do remember Michael Bloomberg speaking at my oldest son's graduation at Maryland. Snoozer. Sorry.
Do you remember any of them? Your daughters?
My daughters. I just went last year. Oh, Wes Moore.
Okay.
Wes Moore. He was very good. But they all pale. Now, some people are going to goof on this. Kermit the Frog is a home run because you're never going to forget Kermit the Frog was your commencement speaker.
Right.
When a frog gives you the commencement speech, you're going to remember it, I think.
I'm going to guess I won't be entertained.
NBC4 did a special story yesterday on your alma mater's graduation class this year.
I think I heard the nugget.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And they were doing it at University of Maryland.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the reason they did it was because I think there are six sets of twins in the graduation class of Eleanor Roosevelt this year.
Might have been 10.
Might be more.
I think it was 10 sets of twins in a 600-person-ish graduating
class. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's a good footnote. I thought it was going to be something really to be proud of.
That's the reason they got on TV.
It's a statistical anomaly. That's a lot of twins.
10 sets of twins in one class.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
So they got Project, on. They
you
got
to hype up our school.
All right, so we got Martin Lawrence. We got Sergey Brin, invented Google.
And we got 10 sets of twins.
Jermaine Lewis. I mean, the list. Yes. The Junks. I mean, the list goes on and on. Kind of drops off after Sergey Brin and Martin Lawrence, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. All right, give me that EP music again, Valdez. Kevin Costner sued for allegedly directing a, quote, violent, unscripted rape scene without consent.
Ooh.
A stunt woman on Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, is claiming sexual harassment, sexual discrimination, the creation of a hostile workplace environment, and retaliation stemming from an alleged onset incident in May of 2023.
Mm.
Now, in a statement to Fox News Digital, Costner's attorney, Marty Singer, emphatically denied the allegations made against his client, saying that LaBella's claim has absolutely no merit. So we'll have to see how that plays out in court.
Costner was part of the scene or directed the scene?
Hold on, let me uncrinkle.
He allegedly directed
violent, unscripted rape scene without consent.
He's the director of the Horizons and also the financier.
Yeah, he's bankrolling that out of his own pocket, which none of us in this room would ever recommend.
So he might have thought it was improv. She says it was rape.
Correct.
Wow.
Cool and the Gang's Michael Sumler is dead at 71 in a car crash. It's tragic news.
Hold on. Was that the lead singer?
No, and I wanted to bring this up, and I don't want to make light of this job within Cool and the Gang. In a statement shared with People magazine, the musical group confirmed Salmer's death at 71. Quote, "We're deeply saddened to hear about the passing of our longtime wardrobe valet, Mike Sumler. He worked alongside Kool and the Gang from 2004 to 2015, making sure the guys looked their best on stage every night."
It's important, their look.
Yeah, but he's just handing him a jacket, and then, like, I guess they also said he enthused the crowd with his energy and dance moves. Most recently, he helped Kool with the Kool Champagne events, whatever those are. Everyone has fond memories of Mike and will miss him. May he rest in peace.
Hmm.
So that would be like honoring whoever dressed the Junks. You know, and then that guy dies, and then I guess he's a member of the band. The valet is a member of the band.
Be butt-sized if somebody dressed us every day. If I showed up every day and somebody was like, "Hey, wear this."
Yeah, it'd be great.
I'd love it.
Would you want a valet?
Yes.
Every single day?
A driver to work?
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, I'd much rather have a valet shuttle me to and from work than pick out my latest Metallica t-shirt. I can do that on my own. I could sleep on that. It's about 90 minutes back and forth. To and from work.
So you
driver much better than
a dresser. I know JP would take one.
100%. Be an amazing perk.
I feel like I need to drive because it wakes me up even more.
Right.
I mean, I'm not awake from 6 to about 7:30, yeah. Maybe even 6 to 9:09.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it helps me. If I was sleeping all the way in, right. I'd be just dead.
You'd be too groggy.
Oh, I'd be dead here.
Yeah.
Deadski.
Smokey Robinson filed a $500 million defamation case against rape accusers.
This is a lot of old school R&B stories.
But I need to get to something about Smokey Robinson. So there's four former housekeepers who have accused the singer of sexual assault. The Robinsons say the alleged victims who filed their case anonymously went on family holidays with the couple and celebrated holidays together. The singer, who is now also under criminal investigation in L.A. over accusations of sexual assault, has denied all allegations, and his lawyer said those behind the accusations were after his money. So I was like, how much money does Smokey could he possibly have? Smokey Robinson.
Half bill. Okay?
They're seeking at least $50 million in damages and a jury trial. He has spots in both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame, which I think is key. He claims to have credits on more than 4,000 published songs.
Hmm.
That's where the huge money is.
So how much is he worth?
It doesn't say how much he's worth.
I'm going to guess a half a billion.
Like, if you have writing credits on 4,000 songs and like songs like Tears of a Clown and Tracks of My Tears, like those songs are just cash cows.
Overestimated. They say he's worth an estimated $150 million.
Still a lot. See, the key is...
He used to be the VP of Motown.
By the way, the internet has no idea how much money people have.
That's true.
That's true.
So you can throw that $150 out the window. It could be much less. It could be much more.
I figure it's in the ballpark. They didn't put him down as $1.5
million. No, they put him at $150 million.
Yeah, but they don't know where his money is. They have no idea.
When we form a band... Okay.
Still waiting.
We have to get writing credits, because if you just go up and play the songs on stage and you don't have any writing credits, you're not getting the big lion's share of the dough. And you're going to get your touring money, you'll get your cut of the merchandising money. You got to write some of the songs. You got to get some credits. Like Smokey Robinson. Like James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich,
and get that street cred.
Kirk Hammett from Metallica. You got to get your name on those songs. Important. By the way, I have our latest greatest money making scheme. I have it. I figured it out. We're gonna do what Hailey Bieber did. We are going to come up with a makeup brand and sell it to a bigger conglomerate for $1 billion.
Unreal.
Do you understand her makeup brand, Valdez? Can you? Of course, I've never heard of it. Is it Rode? Is it Rode? It's spelled R-H-O-D-E. Do you have any idea?
I would guess it's Rode.
Probably
Rhode Island.
Well, her brand is being snapped up by, I've never heard of this brand either, Elf Beauty, for about $1 billion, giving the budget cosmetic retailer access to a celebrity-endorsed product line that has become hugely popular among Gen Z and millennials. Why am I not coming out with an eye bag cream and making millions?
Takes his bags.
Can we work with a makeup group? Can we make something happen here?
We saw a commercial this morning. Some old person put some cream on their eye bags and it vanished.
Hey, I'm that old person.
I'm in. Hey, let's
think
about
this. This is a great idea.
Let's think about this.
Let's brainstorm here.
Cakes has his eye bag cream.
Yeah.
We'll call it in your bag or in his bag.
I love it. All right. This is marketing 101. It's brilliant.
JP will have his hair dye.
Okay.
Because he's all about the hair dye.
We have a whole line here.
Jason has
not hair dye. Gray hair reversal.
I know Jason.
That's different.
Sunscreen. Sunscreen.
Yeah. Yep. Sunscreen and some sort of cream to concealer for hopefully it's
for
not
scars.
Yeah. Hopefully your scar isn't bad, but some sort of concealer.
And what are we giving Bickle? Some sort of toothpaste?
No, we've got a Mar
pimple cream.
Pimple cream.
Yeah. He's so young.
We got a Mar Mar Beauty Bar or Mar Got to work with Mar, rhyming.
A Mar bar?
A Mar bar, yeah.
Okay.
And what about Drab?
Marlboro Light.
Marlboro. It's right on brand for you.
What was
Drab's Eric? Got the hair restoration. I said something tooth related for EB for sure.
Yeah, definitely tooth related.
Or wrinkle cream.
Yeah, that could work.
I just texted my daughter.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Rode?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got some stuff.
Of course she does. She spent your money.
On Hailey
Bieber.
She's
putting your money into Hailey Bieber's pocket.
Do you want to not that makeup? I mean, that's a normal response.
Drabs.
Yeah, but it's
so
probably
obvious.
A lot more expensive than
Drabs.
Your standard.
Lipstick. Drabs. Lip fuller.
Lip gloss. No, he doesn't. He's got the full part already.
Yeah.
It's like, what's a more manly name for lip gloss?
Well, no, I'll just be the male version of Kylie, because Kylie had nice full lips.
Okay,
she had her lip matte look or whatever it is.
I'm kidding.
We can have a full product line.
We can make a freaking killing.
Okay.
These eye bags might be.
Your eye bags are your money bags.
They are my money. There's money in these bags. There's so much money. So much money in here.
You got to get with the Plexiderm people or whatever it is.
Don't pigeonhole us, JP. We're open to anybody that makes makeup. We're right here. You know where to find us. It's our $1 billion idea. How these we'll work on the branding and the name of each item. And this could be the one.
Yeah. I see how serious you are.
All right, I'm not super serious, but if somebody approached me and said, "Hey, you want to make money off your eye bags?" I'll be like, "Yes, that'd be a good thing."
We hit our one. That was in 1995, and we're still riding it out.
Yeah. This is the best idea that we have.
By the way,
talking into these mics.
Remember a couple months ago, there was a journalist who came in studio and asked us a few questions, and he had done a piece on us for Nova Magazine years earlier, and he was doing a follow-up.
Yeah.
A couple people tweeted us. Our guy, Wupak, tweeted a picture of the cover. I think Angie Goff is on the cover of Nova Magazine. And he showed the Junkies article, and it looked good. I guess we took a picture right out here, and it looked fine. But what I found curious about it is, and I didn't get to read the article. It's behind a paywall.
Mm-hmm.
What does this say right here, Jason?
Oh, no. Are we getting crushed?
No. It's just a headline.
Four friends, 20 years, one unstoppable radio show.
I mean, the guy's off by 10 years. I mean, that's a big miss. Send it back to the printer. Need a new batch of magazines printed.
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, 20, 30, it's all the same.
But I mean, it's kind of a big botch.
I mean, it's a whole decade.
I haven't read the article. And maybe he didn't write the headline. Maybe he has accurate information in the article. But 4 years, 20 years, one unstoppable radio.
What are you going to do? Just the level of disrespect.
The silly issue to be in, though. That's their best of Nova. That's that's their number one thing that comes out every year.
Very good. All right. When we come back, we'll get into the Commanders. We'll tell you who's not worried about Jaden Daniels having a sophomore slump. We'll get into that next. here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.